Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring some Motown artists with one of the members' name in the title of the group. This half hour, we'll hear from Martha the Vandellas, Stevie Wonder, Scatterstein the Pips, The Four Tops, Mary Jane Girls, Junior Rock on the All-Stars, and Marvin Gaye and Timmy Trell together. All coming up in the next half hour as we feature some Motown artists with one of the members of the group's name in the title of the group.
Thank you.
Stevie Wonder in Love, Light, and Flight, number 17 from 1984, and that song was taken from the movie entitled The Woman in Red, starring Gene Wilder and Kelly LeBrock. And we started with Martha and the Vandellas in Quicksand, number 8 from 1963. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring some Motown artists with one of the members' names in the title of the group. Coming up, a 1973 number one song from Gladstone and the Pips, Neither One of Us Wants to Be the First to Say Goodbye. Well, Neither One of Us Wants to Be the First to Say Goodbye was released on December 26, 1972, and it became one of Gladys and her Pips' biggest singles to date, the second biggest one only behind I Heard It Through the Grapevine. It was their last single that the group released prior to them leaving Motown for Voodoo Records in February of 1973. Well, by 1972, Gladys and the Pips had spent 6.5 years with Motown, having signed with the label in 1968. However, the group would recall being treated like outsiders of the label, and lead singer Gladys Knight recalled on A&E's television program called Biography that she and the group were regarded as a second-string act, and that Diana Ross and the Supremes, the Temptations, and Marvin Gaye were all given all the hits, while they got the leftovers. In late 1972, Gladys and the Pips began recording songs for what would be their final album, entitled Neither One of Us, at Motown Studios in Detroit. Well, Gladys Knight and her Pips worked on the majority of the album with producer Joe Porter, who allowed the group creative freedom in the studio. According to Bubba Knight, one of the Pips, Porter allowed the group to co-produce the album, saying Porter would bring them the songs and allow them to mold it into the Gladys Knight and the Pips style. And upon hearing their arrangements, they would tell the engineers to just turn the tape on. Well, Porter had given them the song entitled Neither One of Us Wants to Be the First to Say Goodbye, a song that was written and first recorded by country singer and songwriter Jim Weatherly. Well, Porter had picked up the song out of Weatherly's publishing company, and Gladys recorded her lead vocal in one take at the studio, with parts of the background by the group already done. Well, here are Gladys Knight and the Pips with Neither One of Us Wants to Be the First to Say Goodbye, right here on Motown Memories.
It's sad. Thank you. the first to say it. Neither one of us. I were a carpenter, and you were a lady.
Mary Jane Girls with In My House, and they reached number 7 in the United States pop charts in 1985, and that song was produced, written, and arranged by Rick James. Before that, the Four Tops and If I Were a Carpenter, number 20 from 1968. Barry Darin also had a great hit with that song. And we started with Gladys Knight and the Pips and Neither One of Us Wants to Be the First to Say Goodbye, number 2 from 1973. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring some Motown artists with one of the members' names in the title of the group. Well, coming up, Junior Walker and the All-Stars and What Does It Take to Win Your Love, right here on Motown Memories.
Fallon.
Hanging on the wall.
the dynamic duo of Marvin Gaye and Tammi Terrell together, Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing, a great song reaching number 8 in the United States pop charts of 1968. And we started with Junior Walker and the All-Stars and What Does It Take to Win Your Love, number 4 from 1969. This half hour features some Motown artists with one of the members' names in the title of the group. Coming up, more Motown artists with names in the title of the group, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.